I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says Fernando Ramirez, the driver accused of ramming his car into a crowd over the weekend, faces charges for each victim.
Now, the charges that have been filed against Mr. Ramirez are 37 counts of attempted murder and 37 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, the deadly weapon being the car.
The audio, courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. If convicted, Ramirez could face multiple sentences of life in prison. House Speaker Mike Johnson is rebuffing pressure to act on the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Instead, he's sending members home early today for a month-long break from Washington. The week's legislative agenda has been upended by Republican members who are pushing for a vote. Officials say 8 children at a church near Harvard University where a French youth choir was holding a concert suffered seizure-like symptoms. The Cambridge Fire Department responded last night at St. Paul's Parish in Harvard Square. All 8 children were taken to the hospital. Officials confirmed the symptoms were non-life-threatening. Black Sabbath fans are remembering lead singer Ozzy Osbourne. Greg Donovan was among those who paid their respects to Osbourne by visiting his star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
I met him years ago, 30 years ago, for the first time with his wife Sharon. And it's a sad day. The Prince of Darkness, he was an institution, the founder of heavy metal, in my opinion.
Osbourne died Tuesday at the age of 76. Brian Koberger, the masked man who snuck into the rental home near the University of Idaho campus and stabbed 4 students to death late in 2022, is expected to face the victims' families in court today at his sentencing hearing. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a tropical storm hitting Vietnam.
Heavy storms in northern Vietnam has left one person dead and another missing, according to police. Tropical storm Rifa made landfall on Tuesday morning with sustained winds of up to 63 miles per hour before weakening into a depression as it moved inland. A 59-year-old man was killed in Nha An province on the border with Laos when a tree fell on his house on Sunday before the storm made landfall. Another woman was swept away by floodwaters and remains missing. Flooding in Nha An, the hardest hit area, damaged hundreds of homes, destroyed crops, and cut off remote communities. In neighboring Thailand, heavy rain from Tuesday night into Wednesday morning triggered flooding in several northern provinces, swelling rivers and inundating homes. I'm Karen Chavas.
Global shares have rallied this morning after Japan and the U.S. announced a deal on President Trump's tariffs. For more information, go to apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.